was the first state to redistrict in favor of Republicans. Sources tell ABC News President Trump intends to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to begin construction of his new ballroom. That could be completely razed by this weekend. This is ABC News. Extreme weather and trade impacts are driving up coffee prices, but there are still some ways to save.
Whether it's a cup of joe, cold brew, or that pumpkin spice latte, Americans like their daily jolt. But the price for coffee keeps rising, up more than 20% in just the past year. The continued drought in top coffee-producing countries like Brazil and Southeast Asia are impacting the supply chain, according to consumer and retail group Melius Research, along with the added cost of tariffs. But there are ways to save. Experts say coffee clubs offer free drinks or discounts if you buy in bulk, and many are turning to freeze-dried or instant espresso. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The director of Paris's Louvre Museum testified before France's Senate Wednesday after Sunday's daytime jewel heist. Lawrence Dakar said that the outdated security system is partially to blame, including one camera that was pointing away from the window that the suspects broke in through. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 48 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. There could be a little frost, especially further inland. Our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
WTBW. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your but the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short.
I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
WGBW, great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. Love me too. What a wonderful world this would be.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, we've got the local news for you every Monday through Friday, top and bottom of every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to keep you up to date. And, of course, ABC News at the top of every hour around the clock. And, of course, like I said, there's timeless hits there as well. More of those coming up next.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WGBW.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
can get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Morning hours, she calls me.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
California girls are really the most. Where they walk, and I walk. They twist, and I twist. They shimmy, and I shimmy. They fly, and I fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. In old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go.
of you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Preacher man, the only one who could ever fool me.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabe with Nightlight, weekdays 6 until 9 on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Just can't compare. as precious as you are the moments we two can share. The moments we two can share.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Solace and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar?"
Still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
What they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break off, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
GBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. And now the federal government has reached day 23 of the federal government shutdown. ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
With no progress in negotiations on Capitol Hill, Democratic Senator John Fetterman is breaking with his party in hopes of reopening the government. He says Republicans should invoke what's called the nuclear option. It would allow the government spending bill to pass the Senate by simple majority instead of a 60-vote threshold, warning federal food assistance or SNAP benefits are about to run out for 42 million Americans.
The destruction of the White House continues. Sources tell ABC News the demolition of the entire East Wing could be complete by this weekend. President Trump now also upping the cost of his new ballroom. It's gone from $200 million to $300 million, which he says will be paid for by private donors. While defending airstrikes on vessels off the coast of Venezuela, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is now headed to Israel to discuss the ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.